أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب قد آتيتني من الملك وعلمتني من تأويل الأحاديث فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the arrival of Yaqub alayhi salam and his family members, his sons, extended family, children, their wives, and all their relatives to Misr, to Egypt, the moment they arrived, and what followed between Yusuf alayhi salam and his father. And he spoke of the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. And that is where the Quran ends with regard to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ended it with a beautiful dua that Yusuf alayhi salam had made at the end of the entire story. Surah or ayah number 101, the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. He says, Rabb, O my Allah, qad ataytani min al-mulk. You have certainly given me kingdom. You have given me the authority and the power to rule. Wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-hadith. O Allah, you are the one who has taught me the interpretation of events. So first thing Yusuf alayhi salam had done after he reached this high station and position in his life, he attributed it all to Allah. Everything to Allah. Ataytani min al-mulk. O Allah, whether it was worldly gifts and worldly favors, worldly bestowals, whatever it was, O Allah, ataytani, you had given it to me. Nothing, I had nothing to do with it. It was not my hard work. It was not my acumen. It was not my knowledge. It was not my skill. It was nothing, O Allah. It was simply a favor and a bestowal from your side. In terms of his physical achievements, his worldly achievements. Then also, وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلَ الْحَدِيثِ. Whatever knowledge I have, whatever spiritual achievement I have made, whatever piety I enjoy, all of this, O Allah, it is from you. Everything of it is from you. So he attributes absolutely everything, whether it was of a worldly nature or a spiritual nature, he attributes it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatir as-samawat. Oh Allah, you are the Fatir. Fatir as-samawat, the originator of the heavens and the earth. Fatir is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fatir is different to Khaliq. Allah is Khaliq, but he is also Fatir. Fatir is an originator. Originator, one who has created something without a model in front of him. Created something without an example, without a sample in front of him. That is Fatir, and that's why we translate it as originator. The one who brought that thing into existence from its original, in its very first original form. O Allah, you are the Fatir of the heavens and the earth. Anta waliyyi. O Allah, you are my guardian, you are my wali, you are my companion, you are my friend, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the akhirah. And he says, tawaffani muslima. Let me die as a Muslim. Who is making this dua? A Nabi of Allah. A Nabi of Allah. Can you imagine what level of piety he must have enjoyed, yet he was never complacent. Never was he complacent. Never should I feel, well, you know what, I'm alright now. I'm a good level of piety. I think I'm good. Never. The moment we feel that way and the moment we think that way, that is a sign of a person's decline. A sign of a person's descent. Because the moment he feels that way, he feels that he has achieved a level of piety that will earn him entry into Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even I will go to Jannah with my piety. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, that not even I will enter Jannah through my piety. It is Allah's rahmah and mercy. Purely Allah's rahmah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. So at any time Allah can snatch it away. That is why we should always make dua, tawaffani muslima. O Allah, give me death as a Muslim. Let me die as one who is surrendering and fully submitting to your will and to your every command. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. And then look at the humility of Yusuf alayhi salam. He doesn't, although he's amongst the salihin, he's amongst the pious and he's amongst the righteous, he doesn't say, what does he say? Oh Allah, allow me to be united with the salihin. I am not a salih. Of course he was a salih. He was an extremely righteous and pious person. But he says, oh Allah, allow me to enjoy the company of the righteous and the pious ones in Akhirah. This reminds me of a poem of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Once he says, أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. I love the pious, I love the salihin, but I am not from amongst them. أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ. Of course, this was his humility. أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِّي أَنْ أَنَالَ بِهِمْ شَفَاعًا. He says, perhaps through the love that I have for the salihin, Allah will allow them to intercede on my behalf. When Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal heard him saying this, who was his student, what did he say to him? تُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَأَنْتَ مِنْهُمْ. You love the pious and you are from them. And through you, people will earn entry into Jannah and entry into paradise. Nevertheless, this is the end of the story of Yusuf alayhi salam as narrated in the Quran. We learn from historical accounts and historical books that Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam remained. He remained in Egypt. According to some narrations, he remained with Yusuf alayhi salam for a period of 17 years. According to some narrations, for a period of 24 years. Whichever amount Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long he lived thereafter in Egypt. But he remained there right up to the age of 147. Yaqub alayhi salam, when he passed away, he was 147 years old. After he passed away, just before he passed away, he left behind an instruction and told Yusuf alayhi salam, after I have passed away, transport my body to Canaan, to the land of Palestine, to my homeland, and allow me to be buried next to my father Ishaq. And when he did pass away, this is exactly what Yusuf alayhi salam had done. He had the janazah and the body of Yaqub alayhi salam preserved in a wooden coffin. And it was then transported to the land of Palestine in Canaan, where he had resided. And he was buried there next to his father Ishaq alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam married Zulaykha. He married Zulaykha. We know of the relationship or the feelings that Zulaykha had for Yusuf alayhi salam. When the king heard of the feelings that she had for Zulaykha, he instructed or he arranged for the two of them to get married. They had three children. Yusuf alayhi salam had three children, two sons and one daughter, Ephraim. Ephraim was the name of one of his sons. He had a son by the name of Mansha, and he had a daughter by the name of Rahma. His daughter's name was Rahma, and Rahma eventually married Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam, another great Nabi of Allah, he married the daughter of Yusuf, who was named Rahma. Yusuf alayhi salam lived up to the age of 120. 120 years after he passed away, he was buried on the banks of the River Nile. And then Musa alayhi salam came. When Musa alayhi salam, when he fled Egypt, when he fled Egypt, before fleeing from Egypt with Banu Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salam to locate the place where Yusuf was buried, to remove his body from there and take his body over to the land of Palestine. And that is what Musa alayhi salam had done. When he arrived at the location and he dug up the grave of Yusuf alayhi salam, he found Yusuf alayhi salam to be buried in a marble type of a tomb, and it was carried and transported to the land of Palestine, and he was also buried next to his grandfather Ishaq and his father Yaqub alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.